Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Dalid. And we are here at the bottom of Gimel, Amud Beis. Right, Ella Asya Me'ed Echad, right by four or five lines up. If you remember, Rabbi Chia yesterday, right, is trying to prove to us from a Kal V'chomer that if Edim come and Chayev a guy money, right, in the same scenario where if he was Modu B'miktas, he'd be Chayev Shvua, right, so then Edim are Mechayev and Meshvua as well. Meaning in a regular case, Modu B'miktas, guy says, you owe me 100, guy says, you owe me 50, I really owe you 50. So Shvua Modu B'miktas, he swears about the half, and gives him the 50. And Rabbi Chia wanted to say that if Edim come and say that he owes 50, right, the guy himself denies everything, but the Edim come and say you owe 50, so in that case he also would have to take a modem mixas. And he said, Kal v'chomer. It's a Kal v'chomer. And we're trying to figure out the Kal v'chomer, that Edim should be able to be mechayev him over, Edim certainly should be able to be mechayev him a shvua. So we said yesterday, back and forth, right, that we talked about Edim, right, Hodas Piv. So now the Gemara is going to try and find another solution to the Kal V'chomer, because we left off yesterday saying that Piv, that his mouth, his admission, right, admitting, has no aspect of a Chashav Azama, which is Shayach to Edim, which you can contradict and you can uproot and get rid of Edim. So the Gemara says, Ela Asya Me Eid Echad. Really, the Kal V'chomer is from Eid Echad, from a single Eid, from a single witness. By an Eid Echad, which can't do anything to make him pay money, right? Eid Echad comes up in Beis Din, says, you owe this guy $1 million, right? That's nothing. It doesn't help, right? But you would have to take a Shvua in certain cases. So Edim Shemechayim Moso Mamon Einodin Shemechayim Moso Shvua. Certainly, Edim, two Edim come and say, you owe $1 million, so then you do. So certainly, they should be able to Mechayiv you a Shvua. Problem is, the Gemara says, Mal Eid Echad Shekin Al Mashu Meid Hu Nishba. By the case of Eid Echad, a guy come and says, you owe, you know, $1 million. So the result, that is Mechayiv the person a Shvua to say, no, I don't owe him $1 million. But by Edim, Tomer by Edim Sha'al Masha Kafar Unishba. By Edim come and say, right, that he has to, if Edim come and say that, what's it called? If you look at Rashi, that Tomar Beshvua de Edim Sha'inu Nishba Al Masha Edu. Al Masha Lohi Edu. Al Kafar Urasu Unishba. Meaning the Edim come and say that you owe, right, $50. Right, again, in our case, start going back to Ruchia's case, right, someone says, you owe me a mana, you owe me $100. And Edim come and say, you owe 50. So what is the Shvua on? The Shvua is not on the 50. You definitely owe the 50. Right? The Shvua then is on the other 50, right? Is on the stuff that you denied. Right? So that is not the same. Right? Here, by Eid Echad is making you chayav a Shvua on the money that he is testifying about. By two Edim, they're making you chayav a Shvua on money that they're not testifying about. So Ela Amar Papa, so Papa says, therefore, Asim Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad. Maybe a Kavah Homer is from Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad. Gilgul Shvua is that if you have, Rashi says very well, right, third line, right, imischayev oshua al yedei eid echad, right, kadamrina, like we said before, right, that if one aid makes him chayev oshua, you can be megalgel, right, you based in can make him take a shvua about something else, right, if some other claim that the aidim is not dealing with, right, the guy, if he has to swear about what the eid echad said, so then he can, you can be what's called megalgel shvua, you can then make him take a shvua on something that wasn't necessarily related to that case. So that should also, right, since if that's able to make you take a shvua, so certainly Edim, which make you pay the money, certainly should be able to make you take a shvua. So Gemara says, no, ma'al gilgul shvua, de'edecha, shekein shvua gore shvua, tomar be'edim, de mamon ka mechayvi. So what it basically means is that the Edim, the Edecha is not, itself is not creating, right, the gilgul shvua. That's Beis Din, right? That's Beis Din, right? That creates a gilgul shvua. That one Edecha, it's not the witness that's making you take a shvua, it's just what that guy testified, and now there's a shvua that exists, so now you can have another shvua, right? But that doesn't say anything, right, about Edim, right, that are able to be mechayev you money, because that would theoretically, right, the Edim, because of their testimony, you have to pay, right, pay money. So that's, it's not exactly the same case, right? It's not comparable whatsoever. So therefore, the Gemara, and this is how Rashi understands, so Gemara now goes back and says, really, we're going back to Eid Echad. Didn't we say about Eid Echad that the Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, right? What's it called? Meaning Edim, right? What was our problem saying Eid Echad? That the Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua on the money that he claimed, right? And then the Edim are making a Shvua on money that they didn't testify about, right? The Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua on the money that they testified, that the Eid Echad testified about, and Edim are being Mechayev money being mechayv Yeshua on money they didn't testify about. So the Gemara says piv yuchiach. That will piv the mouth, the hodah of the mouth, right? The meaning a person's hodah, a person's admitting, is going to prove to me that that is not. That doesn't matter what you make the hodah, what you take the shvuah on, because malapivshik, meaning because if a person that takes a makes a hodah with their own mouth, right? So then that is going to make a shvuah, right? That he doesn't owe the rest of it, right? If a person is modav miktas, right? He says I claim is $100, right? He's supposed to pay me $100, and the guy says nope, I only owe you 50. So the shvuah is on the other 50. So that teaches me that that does work. Right, so therefore, we go back to use this logic, right? By Kal Vachomer, we see that that's not necessarily a relevant factor, because you know you do have that scenario by the person's own admission where you would take a shvuah there on the money that he wasn't testifying about. So the Gemara says, 1 second, right? Again, we did this before. You can't have a chasha. You can't contradict a person's admission, right? It's kameidim dami. So Gemara says, yedecher yochiach. So you have one witness will prove sheyeshna bechasha mechayv shvuah that's not necessarily relevant because you have one aid. Right, Eidecha, that proves that it is subject to a chasha, to contradiction, but it will make you take a shvuah. Umala Eidecha Shekein Almash who shemeyed who nishba tomer beidim shema almash kafaru nishba. Now, if you ask that kasha we had before, right, Eidecha makes the shvuah on the money that he's testifying about, right, doesn't necessarily tell me anything about Eidim who come to make a shvuah about the money that they're not testifying about. The Gemara says again, piv yochiach v'chazra din, lo rizekariza, lo rizekariza. What do you have? You have a tzada shava. You have a tzada shava shabahem, al yideya tainu kfira heim ba'im v'nishba. Right, that basically, but yes, in a chanami, there are some differences in halacha between those two cases, but the common denominator is that you have a scenario where a guy's claiming something, there's a denial of something, right, and you have a shavua. So, afani avi edim. So too, I'll bring a case where the edim comes, al yideya tainu kfira heim ba'im v'nishba. Right, through that, because through their testimony, you're going to have some sort of shavua. So, Kumar says, 1 second, b'mal tzada shava shabahem, but the common denominator is not so similar because Sheikhain Lohok Zakafran. But by the case, by both those cases, if Oda is Piv and Eid Echad, the guy's not established to be a Kafran. It's established to be a liar. Right? Tomer Be'edim Sheikhain Lohok Zakafran. If Eidim come and say, you owe money and you deny it, and Eidim come and make you chayav money, that person is deemed to be a liar. He's no longer trusted. Right, for example, one of the nafkaminas is he's no longer trusted to take a shvuah. You would put the shvuah on the other guy because he's not he's not trustworthy. So Gemara says, well, edim mihuch zakafran. That's not necessarily true, right? That edim can make a person into a liar, right? V'hamar of edi bar avin amar of chizda hakov b'melve kasher le'edus, but pikadim pasul le'edus. It's only when is it we assume that a person is a liar and we have a status of liar and he can't take a shvuah and testimony based in. That's only if it's an item, if it's a pikadim, right? But if it's a malva, if it's a loan, right? So then maybe the guy is just trying to push it off. He's not really lying about the loan. He's just trying to, you know, buy himself some more money or some more time so that he can pay back the money. So now, so you could ask the other way. Another way. Well, the fact of a hodah, right, and an eid echad, right, the common denominator between the two is that they are not shaykh to azama. That can't teach me anything. Tomer be'edim she'eshen and b'torach ba'azama. That doesn't teach me anything about eidim. That is shaykh to azama. Again, hazama being other eidim compensating mano yisim. So Gemara says, hello kasha. That's not a good kasha because Rabbi Chiya turns azama l'parach. Rabbi Chiya does not think that the fact that eidim have an aspect of hazama, right, is relevant to this whole discussion. Why is that? Why is that not relevant? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, if you're a little bit lower down on the daf, right? Torah's hazama lo parech. Why? Because in a chashuva lo pircha. That's not a chashuva kasha. That's not a good kasha against Rabbi Chiya. Why? It's given the eid echad yesh no ba'azama. Eid echad is also shaykh to the realm of hazama. It's just that the result would be different, right? Literally, batal eduso. Because what would happen, just to talk it out without reading, you know, too much in the text in Rashi, right? If Eidim Hazama, let's say two Eidim come and say, right, you owe the guy $100, and Eidim Hazama come and say, you could never have been there that day, Imano Yisem, you were with us. So what do the two Eidim do? They have to pay him the $100 to try to make him Chayef. If one Eid would come and say, you're Chayef $100, and then Eidim Zoman would be like, how did you know that you were with us on that day? So the Eid wouldn't have to pay him, but his Eidus is still Batel, Right, his edus is still knocked out, so he is really shayach to Hazama in a sense, and therefore, right, so that's not a good kasha. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Chiya goes, we go back and we kind of accept some of the kal v'chomers that we had before. We say that Rabbi Chiya, right, learns this kal v'chomer that edim, right, will be mechayev shvu amodim mikzas, right, we use it based on the tzad hashava, right, of ed echad, and a hodah, and a personal, right, or personal piv, right, where personal, well, the person comes in his moda, right? But the Gemara, now, the Gemara is going to, if you remember, Rabbi Chiya didn't only say that it was a kal v'chomer, he also said the Tana Tuna, right? There was a proof from our Mishnah. The right? Problem is, so our Mishnah, how does that work, right? Midami, right? If you tell, is his case and our case really the same, right? Hasam, right over there by Rabbi Chiya, again, the guy says, you owe me $100, and the guy says, the Edom comes and say, you owe me 50. The Malve Isle Sade, right? Lo Lova Lesle Sade, right? The Malve, the lender, right? The guy who has, or says he owes him $100, right? He's got these two Edom come and say, but not that they owe him $100, but at least that he owes him 50. And the guy who owes the money has no edim whatsoever. Right, the lo masik lev lo midi, he's got nothing. Right, the havale sade lova. If the borrower, the lova, would have edim, the lo masik lev lo midi, then he wouldn't owe him anything. Lo by Rabbi Chiya l'shvua, there would be no shvua. Right, obviously there'd be no shvua because it'd just be my edim versus your edim. Right, obviously he's not going to take a modem mixas in that case. So meaning, for example, if two Edom would come and say you owe 50, and then the borrower would come, the Lova would come and bring two Edom that he doesn't owe the rest of it, so obviously there's no Modem Mixas in that case. So but Hacha, but in our case in the Mishnah, right, you remember what's happening, two Shnei Mochsim Batalas, two people holding onto a talus. And we said that if you're grabbing onto the talus, that's Anan Sade, that's as if you have proper personal witnesses that you own half the talus. And so, therefore, the Gemara says, Hacha, kehechid anan sadi b'hai, since both sides have witnesses, filo hacha mishtava, but our Mishnah, right, there is a shvua. So Gemara says, ala ki itmar av tanatuna, a'idach Rabbi Chiya itmar. So therefore, the tanatuna, that we have a proof from our Mishnah, is on a different scenario of Rabbi Chiya, and this is the sugya of Halach. The Gemara says, let's just read it, and the Gemara will explain. Damar Rabbi Chiya says, "Money li biyadcha." Guy says, "You owe me $100." V'hala Omar ein lecha biyadi ela nun zuz vehelach. Guy says, "I don't owe you $100. I do owe you 50, and here it is." So Rabbi Chiya says, "Chayev." What do you mean, Chayev? He's not Chayev to give them the money. Obviously, he has to give them the money. He admits to owing them the money. He's Chayev modem mikzas. He's Chayev a shvua of modem mikzas. Why would you assume that he's not Chayev? So we'll get to that in a second. But Rabbi Chiya says you are Chayev a shvua modem mikzas because you admitted to owing 50, even if you handed him the $50. My time. Why is that? Because Halach nami kamodem mikzas atay nadami. Because Halach, here is the $50, right? When you handed him the cash, that's still a modem mikzas case where you're admitting to half of it. Vatana tuna, and I'll prove it from our Mishnah. Shnei nochsim batalis, right? Our case, right? With two people holding onto a talis. V'ahacha keva the tavis anan zadi demai the tavis helechu, right? We are edim that each guy owns his 50% of the talis. V'katani yishava, and we see that you have to take a shvua. So clearly, again, this is a modem mikzas case, and therefore, right, that supports Rabbi Chiya. V'rav sheishes amar helech potter. How in the world would you say that helech does not take a modem mikzas? Right? After all, the guy says you owe me $100. The other guy says I owe you 50. Right, and here it is, and he hands it to him. So why isn't that modem mikzas? So Rabbi Sheisha says it's not modem mikzas. He's not going to take a shvua. My time. How does that work? Kevin de amalach helach hayzuzi de kamodi begavayhu kamande nakelu malvedami. Because once the guy admits $50 and then gives it to the guy, and then puts the $50 bill in his hand, so it's as if, what's happening, the guy who lent him the money, the guy who's claiming $100, it's as if he's holding the $50. That's no longer shayach to the guy's claim. So now what's happening? The guy is really claiming, you owe me $50, and the borrower is saying, I owe you nothing. Right? The other 50 that he handed to him, that's done. We're done with that. So, but when you hand him the $50, it's really, the guy says, I want to owe you 50. The other guy says, I owe you nothing, and that's a ko for a call. That's not modem mikzas. He's denying everything. And therefore, be'ina chamishim, halo modi, he's not admitting anything by the other 50, and hilchach leka hodas mikzas atayna, he's not admitting to half of it, right? He is only admitting he's admitting to none of it. So obviously this is, you know, a tremendous amount of lumdus here. We're not, we're just, you know, kind of just reading the Gemara more or less. But you know, if you have more time, obviously the iyun on the daf, right, obviously is very packed on these dafim. Udur Avshesha's Kashmash, he said, okay, but one second, didn't we say that our Mishnah proves Rabbi Chiya? How could Avshesha's hold that it's, we view it as if there's no Shvua? You're right, our Mishnah has nothing to do with our case. As we said before, our Mishnah is a Takanas Chachamim. Right, we don't want people running around grabbing other people's stuff. So it's a Takanas Chachamim, but it doesn't impact our case at all. Rabbi Chiya, what did Rabbi Chiya say? V'idach, what would he say? Yes, it is a Takanas Chachamim. You're right, it's not actually Modim Mekzas. Chazal didn't want people grabbing Talisim. But that still proves my point. Why? Umiu, Iam Ris Bishlama Midareza Hela Chayiv Mitakani Rabbanan Shvur Kein Daraisa. We know there's a concept that Chazal are Mitakan Kein Daraisa, right? Chazal Mitakan Kein Daraisa. They usually look for halachos in the Torah to pattern their takanos after. So if you tell me that halach is chayev, so that's what the Chazal used, that's what the Rabbanan used, right, to pattern this shvuah after a halacha, you know, from the Torah. So therefore, they patterned it after, you know, modim miktas. It's similar. It's not exactly as it's in the Rabbanan, but it's after that, after the case of halach. Right? Eli yamers bishal midaraisa halach potter midik. Metakni Rabbanan Shvu Delesa Kavasi Be'araisa. How in the world could the Chachamim be metakin a Shvuah that really doesn't exist? Right, Be'araisa, that would be making up their own thing. So that's how Rabbi Chiya would read the Mishnah. Fine. Meis Ve'Asi Akasha. Hold on one second, Rabbi Chiya Shita. I'll ask you, Akasha, that again you take a Shvuah Modu Mixas in this case. Right, that's Slaim Dinarim. Right. If you have some sort of shtar, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, shtar shekazavlo ploni lovami ploni slime. Guy borrowed slime. Slime is coins. It's like guy borrowed dollars from this other guy. Velo perish kama. It doesn't say, right, terrible, terrible shtar. It doesn't say how much. Okay? So either slime or dinar, right? That's one or the other. Those are different types of coinage. So the Gemara says, malva omer chamesh, velova omer shalosh. Right? The guy who lent the money says it was five, and the guy who borrowed the money says it's three. So you have machokas, whether it's a shvua. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer hol v'hodim miktas atani yishava. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, yeah, he admitted to part of it, so there's a shvua's mode of a miktas. Rabbi Kiva, meaning that he doesn't know the rest of it. Rabbi Kiva omer, Rabbi Kiva says, no, eino ela kamesh v'vedu potter. He's really just returning a lost object, and he's potter. That's not a case of mode b'miktas. Mode b'miktas, excuse me. Got that part stuck in my throat. Why is that not a case of modu miktas? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, slime, right, is plural. So the minimum this guy owes is two, right? Again, we say plural, right, is obviously is two. Now, two is the most he could get in Beis Din. If you showed up with that star, right, Beis Din would be like, all I see is two over here. So when the guy said three, right, he's doing the other guy a favor. He's doing the other guy a favor and saying, oh, I'll give you, I really owe you three. So he's being, you know, it's like he's giving back the lost object. So it's not more than makes sense whatsoever. But Katani Mia says the Gemara that the Brisa says Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Hol V'Hod Mixes Ataina Yishava. Since it's a modus of mixas, since this is a mode of a mixas case, he has to take a shvua. Taima, and the only reason it takes a shvua is because the Amar Shalosh that he said there's three. Hashtayim, if he would only said two, he would have been potter. But isn't the shtar that is obviously going to be enforced, isn't that just like halach? Isn't just like here, because he has to pay it, right? Isn't that just like halach? And apparently you see that halach would be potter if the guy had handed him two slime. So says, no, that's not the implication you should make from the brisa. Really, in the case of two, it would be chayev. The only reason it said three was to come and show how against, right, or to illustrate, to highlight Rabbi Kiva Shita. To say that Rabbi Kiva Shita, right, is potter. Again, we wanted to highlight again against Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, we said that moda mixes time is going to be chayev, right? For three, right, and certainly two and two as well. So Gemara says, if that's true, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer hold the mixes tiny shava, afze yishava mivayle. It's not that hoel. It's not since he if Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar admitted to half. It's even, right? Definitely in the case of two, right? But even in the case of three, Right, it should have said. If that's really what we're trying to prove. Gemara says, Ella, rather, Gemara says, yeah. La'olam shtayim pater, really, two would be pater. Ve'helach chayev, but still, you could hold that helach is chayev ashvua. Ve'shani hachan, it's different over here, to come a sayye le'shtara. This is a different case, because here, there is a shtar. Meaning that, the, again, when the guy says he only is chayev two, right, and there's a shtar that says he's chayev two, right, so therefore, right, that's not because of helach, right, it's because he has a shtar backing him up. Inami, or you could answer that mishum tahavele shtar shivukar kos. You could say that the shtar has a lien, L-I-E-N, right, ve'inish bornak shivukar kos, and there is no shvuah, right, when there is a lien, and therefore, right, that's not relevant to our case at all. Okay. And Gemara says, "Ika demosiv ad miseifa." Some people in the base matters. Some bring this kasha, not on Rabbi Chiya, but on Rav Sheshas, and from the seifa of the Mishnah from Rabbi Akiva Shita. Again, Rav Sheshas has said that it was called that there is no. Let's just go back and read it. Just try and find it. Rav Shitan Amud Aleph. Rav Sheshes had said that in the case of Halach, there is no Shvuah. Just want to get the Lashon. Yeah, about 10 or 12 lines up. Maybe. Okay, on Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Sheshes Amar Halach Potter. My time I came in Davim, like Halach Hani Zuzi Dikamodi, Begavayu, Kamadir Naka, Luhulam Alva, Dami. Again, if the Rav Sheshes says that if you, Halach, you hand the guy the 50 shekel, or $50, right? It's not, you're not Modi Miktas. You are simply, right, you're kofar akol, you're being kofar the entire other $50. But in terms of the $50, the halach, right, you handed that to the guy. So we're asking kasha on that sheet now, right, from the second part of the price. So what is the price? Is Rabbi Akiva? Again, this is basically going to be the same exact discussion, just the flip side. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Inu Ela Kamosha Veveda Upater. Rabbi Akiva says, this is Rabbi Moshe Veveda. You don't have to take a shuvah mother makes us. Time of the Amar Shalosh. That's only if there were three, right, you admitted to three. Hashtayim, but if you only admitted to two, you would be chayiv to take a shuvah mother makes us. I have a shtar de kamodi be kehelach dami and shamina helach chayiv, but isn't a shtar just like Halach, and Halach is going to be chayiv, therefore, if you only have, if you say this too, so Gemara says, lo, don't make that implication, because lema, lo olam, eima lecha shtayim nami pater, really two would be pater as well, but gatani shalosh lefugim, and the Rosh Hashanah Lazar. The only reason we're talking about three is to highlight and kind of contradict the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Amr, who says, Modim Mikzas Tani Chayiv, who says you're going to be Chayiv by Modim Mikzas in this case, kind of Mashmalan, therefore, the Brisa teaches us, the Mesha Veda Havi Upater. Again, Rabbi Kiva is teaching us that it's really your Pater. And Hachinam Mistavra, this makes a lot of sense. The Isagodai Dach Shtayim Chayiv, because if he would tell me that two, if a guy admits to two, he's going to be Chayiv, the Shalosh Hechli Pater the Rabbi Kiva. How in the world could Rabbi Kiva say he's Pater when he says he's really high of three? Harumi komar marim. He's scamming the system. Savar, he thinks that if I say two, then I'll have to swear. So I'll say three. But the havi kamesh veveda, because it'll be like I'm returning a lost object to the potter, and I won't have to make a shvua. And so therefore, right, shtayim nami potter must be that two is also going to be potter. So Gemara says, okay, but elakasha the rebechia. And that's still a kasha. Rabbi Chia, right, if you tell me that guy's modu mixed as a taina and admits to owing two, right, he's going to be potter, right, that's against Rabbi Chia, who says, right, that's modu mixed by a case of halach, right, you're going to be chayef. As the Gemara says, because a star is like halach. As the Gemara says, shani hasam, that, no, that's different, right, in our case, by the note, to come and say, yeah, they star again, like we said before, because there is a star, right, involved, yinami, or you could say, mishum tavele star, shiba karkos, v'nishman al kfiras, shiba karkos, right, again, since this is a lien over here, you don't take a shvua, if you deny that there is a lien, right, on karka, right, on property. Okay, we're going to hold here, and we'll go weiter. We have another kash on Rav Sheshes tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get there. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.